Lesson 13. Step 1. Listen.
One topic we need to be familiar with when researching disease is the development of vaccines. As you are aware, different diseases are caused by different types of organism, including bacteria, viruses, protists, and fungi. And these billions of tiny organisms require us to produce a large range of vaccines. While there are, of course, many vaccines being developed or already in use, most fall into one of four main categories. The first is what we call live attenuated or weakened vaccines. This vaccine contains a weak or damaged version of the disease, and so the body can give a strong immune response, which can last a lifetime. Such vaccines are used in the MMR vaccine and also against smallpox and yellow fever. One downside to using a live vaccine is that it can be hard to give them to people with weak immune systems, I mean, to people who are already sick. Inactivated vaccines are the next category and usually involve introducing dead viruses, which can't grow in the body. The influenza vaccine is an example, and these vaccines tend not to give lifelong immunity due to the weaker immune response. Booster shots are often required several times to maintain immunity to the disease. The next step down from using a killed virus is developing a subunit vaccine created from just a part of the disease-causing organism, such as a protein. As these also give a weaker immune response, they can be given to almost any patient. But, as we saw with inactivated vaccines, subunits don't usually give a lifelong immunity, and boosters will be needed to maintain protection. Subunit vaccines are used against HPV and hepatitis B as examples. Finally, toxoid vaccines involve using a substance created by the virus that is poisonous or dangerous to the body. The immune response develops against that poison rather than against the virus itself. Again, boosters are required, mainly when exposed to the virus, and examples are vaccines against tetanus and diphtheria.